Hello everyone, welcome back to the Social Distancing With Me podcast. I'm your host, Ava. Today we'll be interviewing me because I want to share my experience with this whole coronavirus and social distancing thing. If you have any topics you want to see covered or you'd like to be featured on the next episode, please either email me at socialdistancingwithme@gmail.com or you can go message me on Instagram. My username is @socialdistancingwithme. Please subscribe or follow this podcast, give a 5-star review, follow me on Instagram. Again, my username is @socialdistancingwithme. And please share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Today I am here with Ava. Hi. Hi. So, can you introduce yourself? Yeah. Hello everyone. My name is Ava. I am the host of Social Distancing With Me, and I am a student. Okay, so how has social distancing changed your life? Well, social distancing has been kind of difficult, maybe? A little bit difficult at the beginning, but I feel like it's slowly gotten to a point where it feels really normal, you know? Yeah. At first, it was hard not interacting with anyone or seeing anyone, and it still kind of is, but I think for me personally, I've gotten to the point where it's kind of become normal to just, you know, not really interact with anyone. So, yeah. Have you tried any new hobbies? Well, I have recently started baking a lot. I actually baked a cake yesterday. So, oh, wow. What flavor was it? Oh, it was like a strawberry shortcake kind of thing. So yeah, it was pretty fun. But I'm not that good at baking, but I guess baking is something I kind of enjoy. So, and I've also started, I've started sewing more, I guess. Like occasionally I sew. I sew a lot more than I used to. So yeah. Could you give us a snapshot of your daily routine? Sure. So, I usually wake up at around 7:40-ish in the morning, and then I do my whole little morning routine thing. So, yeah. And then, usually, like, since the school I go to, we have this whole hybrid situation where we have one day where we go to school and the next day we don't, and then the day after that we go back to school and then we stay at home again. So usually on like in-person days where I go to school, I just walk to school and I do schoolwork, and then I come back home, I go jog, and then I come back, take a shower, and then do homework and all that. And on days where I don't go to school, I guess it's basically the same, only I'm at home and doing work. So, yeah. Has social distancing impacted your mental health? If so, how? I really do think that social distancing has impacted my mental health a little bit. I guess you could say, like, this is an example of how it has impacted my mental health. Or, yeah, so I guess, like, previously I used to be, like, shy, I guess, around people I don't know or people I don't interact with a lot. But now I feel like after this whole period of social distancing and not interacting with anyone, I feel like it's gotten a little worse, in fact, because now I can't really talk with anyone. I don't really talk with anyone. And this podcast has helped a lot because it's kind of been like, you know, a little place where I get to speak to people. So, yeah. What have you done to relax or have fun? What have I done? I mainly just, like, to relax or have fun, I either maybe, like, do a face mask or I go and watch Netflix or YouTube. I also read or bake to relax, or I do some of my hobbies, or I go outside on a walk. So yeah. What are some TV shows or movies you've recently enjoyed? Recently, I have, over this whole period, I have watched a lot of stuff on Netflix. I like watching dramas, like Asian dramas. But recently I've been watching, like, here, I'll just say, like, my favorite things to watch. I do like watching Pride and Prejudice, the movie. I think the movie is fantastic once you get into it. The soundtrack is beautiful. Everything's just amazing. I've also been watching Bridgerton. Bridgerton is really good too. Literally everything is amazing. And I've also watched a lot of, like, dramas like Crash Landing on You. What else? I really can't think of any off the top of my head, but yeah. And I've also, so far, I've only watched, like, one anime, and that's Haiku. I think Haiku is really good. It's about this volleyball team who's competing in a competition. So yeah, but it's really interesting. Like, especially for those people who aren't interested really in sports, this will make you interested. So, yeah. How have you been staying in touch with relatives or friends? Well, I've been just, like, texting my friends, I guess, or FaceTiming them every once in a while with my relatives. I also, like, FaceTime with them every once in a while too, to talk. So yeah. What has your experience with going back to school been like? Going back to school, it's like, it's the same, but also different. You know, like, everything there is the same. The people there, they're the same people, but they're not exactly the same people, you know? Like, they are who they are, but, like, after this long period of time of not really seeing anyone, I guess, like, people change all the time, so people have changed. They're not exactly the same as they were before. All the teachers are different for me, and just everything's a little bit different because of the coronavirus. So, yeah. Is there anything you'd like schools to do to keep students safer? I don't know. It feels like, I feel like schools should make, like, it more of a thing to, like, tell students to wash their hands, social distance, because I feel like sometimes everyone forgets, including the teachers, the students, everyone. They, like, forget to you know, clean their hands. So, yeah, I feel like, yeah, they should definitely make more of an effort to remind people to do so. Thank you for chatting with me. You're welcome. This has been an interesting experience. Would you like to say anything to our viewers, like final last words, maybe something to keep in mind? Yeah. So everyone, please stay safe. Continue to stay safe. Even though we currently have vaccines out, please remember to continue to social distance and wash your hands. Thank you. Thank you everyone for listening to this episode of the Social Distancing With Me podcast. If you have any topics you want to see covered or you'd like to be featured in the next episode, please either email me at socialdistancingwithme@gmail.com or you can go message me on Instagram. My username is socialdistancingwithme. Please subscribe or follow this podcast, give it a 5-star review, and go follow me on Instagram. And again, my username is @socialdistancingwithme. And please share this podcast with your friends and family. It'd be great if you could help me get more listeners. Thank you, everyone, for all your support. It's been great. So please continue to support this podcast.